quick question. How many calls, texts, or messages does your business miss every week? Nights, weekends, busy days. That's lost money. Create Assistance helps businesses fix that problem using AI employees that answer calls, respond to texts, book appointments, and follow up with leads 24/7 automatically. No extra staff, no complicated software. Everything runs inside one simple command center that replaces scattered tools, missed follow-ups, and manual busy work. Whether you're a service business, office, or multi-location company, Create Assistance keeps your business responsive, organized, and running even when you're off the clock. Stop letting leads slip through the cracks. Visit createassistance.ai to book a free call. Or you can call or text 515-500-2224. Again, that's 515-500-2224. We look forward to hearing from you.
Hey, everybody, it's that time again. Sports Overnight America, a different kind of show, and we'll prove it. You can email us at sportsfred@aol.com. sportsfred@aol.com. Heard everywhere. Sirius 217, XM 203, all the apps, Sports Byline, Sports Map, American Forces Radio, radio station, including KSHP 1400 in Las Vegas, brand new, state of Indiana, SMSN, and welcome to you guys and gals out there. Art Swartz with us, Laura Snoke with us, and Jeff Fallinger. We've had him on many, many times, teaches sports business media at USC Annenberg. We'll talk to Jeff about this, that, and everything, and of course, play some Barron's trivia, Laura's favorite part of the show. But first, Dodgers payroll, $400 to $500 million. Remember a couple of years ago, Julio Urias got suspended for beating up his girlfriend or his wife. And then, of course, there was Trevor Bauer. And now we've got a guy who cockfights, involved in cockfighting in Puerto Rico. Edwin Diaz, $69 million. How much did it cost to vet this guy? I can't help it. The bobblehead night for Edwin Diaz, if he comes back, what, two roosters dying or something like that? How can the Dodgers go in this direction? What's up with the vetting? How about you? Email us, sportsfred@aol.com. And I'm a Dodger fan, sportsfred@aol.com. I really don't want a guy who kills roosters on my team. I don't know about you. All right, so much to talk about. Let's talk about LSU. Of course, we've talked in the past about Lane Kiffin and not enough diversity in Oxford. That's the reason he went to LSU. And now, of course, we got Will Wade, who was fired a few years ago for cheating as far as recruiting. Now he's recruiting foreign players, pro players, and American pro players. Where is the NCAA when you needed to do something right? I don't want somebody who got drafted, went to the G League, got paid a few bucks, and now he's going to go back and get eligibility at LSU. Give me a darn break. Aaron Rodgers, sort of a break, only $22 to $25 million with the Packers. Is he really going to retire after this season? He'd make a great substitute host on Jeopardy, I believe. No Jeopardy here. Come back with more on Sports Overnight America.
Kohl's, spring style starts with the season's best shoe sale and continues with 15% off the rest of your looks. But with great outfits from Kohl's, what happens next is unexpected. Strangers ask where you shop. The breeze feels like it's blowing just for you. Your kids pose for photos willingly. Yep, great spring outfits can do that kind of thing. Find yours at Kohl's and Kohl's.com. Select styles, offers end April 26th. Some exclusions apply. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
Have you suffered sports betting losses? There is someone who wants to fight for you to see you get back what you have lost to those sports betting companies. Michael Watts is a prolific trial lawyer with over $11 billion in total recoveries for his clients. And now with sportsbettingclaim.com, he'd like to help you. Michael has been a leader in some of the largest and most complex cases in the country, from defective cars and tires to damaging drugs and medical products. He has always represented the rights of individuals harmed by large corporations. His efforts recently resulted in the recovery of billions for individuals who lost their properties to fires carelessly caused by electric companies and others. Michael knows that sports betting companies preyed on and manipulated consumers into losing their life savings, and he wants to make them pay. If you have suffered financial hardship as a result of online sports betting and would like help seeking compensation, please submit your claim information for evaluation at sportsbettingclaim.com. Michael Watts is focused on winning for you. Sportsbettingclaim.com.
Are you 50 or older? This news is for you. The CDC recommends you get vaccinated against pneumococcal pneumonia. Even if you're healthy, your age puts you at risk. People 50 or older are over 6 times more likely to be hospitalized with pneumococcal pneumonia compared to adults 18 to 49. Just one shot can help protect you. Learn more and schedule at VaxAssist.com. That's VaxAssist.com. Sponsored by Pfizer.
Staples presents Celebrations Made Easy.
I was throwing a party for the twins and had custom invites and a banner printed at Staples. And that's when I saw Party City is now at Staples.
Party City? No way!
Yep. So now Staples has all your printing needs and everything you need for a party.
Everything times two.
Yeah, and now at Staples, save 40% on custom cards, photo gifts, wrapping paper, banners, and more.
Big news! Party City is now at Staples.
That was easy.
Shop Staples in-store, online, or on the app. In 613, exclusions apply.
You can swirl it, you can sip it, but the best way is to share it. Hey, y'all, I'm Deanna, a team member at my local Chick-fil-A. And a little thing I love about the Chick-fil-A chicken sandwich and new frosted sodas and floats is how well they go together. You get that bold flavor of the Coke mixed with the smooth deliciousness of the vanilla ice cream. You have a juicy filet and a smooth, creamy float. It's an awesome pairing.
Order a Chick-fil-A chicken sandwich and a new frosted soda and float at your local Chick-fil-A restaurant. Real team member paid for their testimonial.
Hey, welcome back, everybody, to Sports Overnight America. You can email us at sportsfred@aol.com with Art and with Laura. So much to talk about, but I'm not big into cockfighting. Puerto Rico, it was legal, it wasn't legal, it is legal, it's not legal. I don't care if it's legal or not legal, based on what the folks in Puerto Rico say or the judge says. I don't want a Dodger being involved in cockfighting. Art Source, how about you?
I totally agree, Fred. I think it's wrong. I remember when we had the dogfighting problem with Michael Vick, which was a long time ago. It just amazes me that the cultures, and I understand the different cultures value different things, but you know, you made a comment about vetting and what it takes to get the information necessary to look at a person and say, okay, is this person going to be an asset to my franchise? Yes, he could get people out in the eighth and ninth inning, but is he going to be an asset to my franchise? That's the real problem there. So I kind of look back at the Dodgers, and it puts a little egg on their face.
Laura, you don't have your Dodger cap on, but I know you're a Dodger fan. Your thoughts about Edwin Diaz and cockfighting?
Dude, I immediately thought that maybe they're using the same vetting company that the DNC is using regarding, like, Eric Swalwell, for example. it's horrible. I mean, I agree with Art that different cultures have different priorities, but I don't think abuse of animals or women or gay people should be excused as a cultural thing, as it is often, a lot among my peers on the left. I mean, I love this sign at the demonstrations, you know, Queers for Palestine. It's like, you can be a queer in Palestine. So it's a little bit strange. But I don't understand how that could have gotten through.
It's like capitalist for communism.
I mean, if it did get through, then I think that's even a bigger concern, because it means that the Dodger brass wasn't concerned about it, didn't care about it, which I think shows something about their values. But on a brighter note, Tanner Scott's been pitching really great. So maybe we don't need Diaz.
And I'll tell you, Otani looked tremendous his last time on the bump.
On Wednesday, he's hitting the ball also much better again. All right, folks, you can email us, sportsfred@AOL.com, sportsfred@AOL.com. And, of course, we've talked in the past about Lane Kiffin and leaving Oxford, Mississippi, because not enough diversity there. And Baton Rouge, much better as far as diversity is concerned. Will Wade, the basketball coach who was fired years ago for cheating as far as recruiting is concerned. Now there are no rules, so he's going to Europe and to the G League and signing players for his basketball squad. And the NCAA has done nothing. They destroyed the game. Art, there's nothing to me growing up other than the Dodgers in college basketball more important to me. And they've ruined the game. The NCAA has ruined the game.
The NCAA has done a fine job of doing absolutely nothing to keep this move from college athletics, scholar athletes, competing, and yes, being remunerated to a certain level because they are providing billions of dollars in revenue to the, you know, the big schools. But at a certain point in time, Fred, I just, you know, I question how much further can we go down the line? You know, I mean, I remember, and I played in an era where, yes, they obfuscated the rules a little bit. You got a little bit of money, or you got a great job from an alumnus in the summertime to help you overcome what it costs to go to college. But, I mean, it was such an exciting thing to know that the fee bill at USC, when I was there, $125 a unit, that was a lot of money. I mean, it truly was. Yeah. And I was just really happy that I was on scholarship. And I wonder if the players today realize the sacrifices that the older players made to create a game, much like the NFL, and if they don't see how lucky they truly are to be making the amounts of money they're making in college and professional sports.
Laura, let me ask you something. Do you want the NCAA to allow basically pro players who've already played in the G League, who got drafted, didn't quite make the NBA, but played in the G League, and professional players from Europe, do you want these guys to play football and basketball?
In college? I mean, I don't, but I don't have a voice. But I think, you know, there really is no such thing anymore as college sports. It's sort of like a semi-pro league. It's basically the pro league's farm system. And the real tragedy are the athletes that aren't going to go on to the next level because they're not getting the college experience. You know, they're not getting the experience of being college athletes in the same way, and they're not going to have a future in professional sports. So, you know, where are they going?
And how important is it to still get a degree and be able to go out and function? Because, you know, as we know, from high school to college, from college to professional sports, there's a cutoff there. And, you know, I just, you know, I've been hearing the argument lately about the NCAA and the Big Ten wanting to go to 24 teams. That's going to create an 18-game season. And we've been talking about the health of the athletes, even in the NFL, an 18-game season. Well, you're not really looking out after the guys if they're going to play an extra 4 or 5 games so that you can create hundreds of millions of dollars in more revenue.
I mean, are they even going to go to class?
Right.
I remember when I was 12 or 13, we were driving and the news came on. It said the NCAA was adding one game, so it went to 11. And now we're 16, whatever the case might be. It's unbelievable. Laura, I know you're very political. Headline in Thursday's USA Today sports section says NAACP urges a boycott of SEC and ACC. What they're saying, the NAACP is saying, is basically – because of gerrymandering, redistricting, and whatever the case might be, blacks not getting a fair shot in these states, which include the SEC and the ACC, NAACP does not want the athletes to play for those schools in those conferences. And
they're going to give up a $2 million contract.
Yeah, sure they are, yeah.
Yeah, come on, guys. I understand where you're coming from, and I believe in all that. But that's not the right vehicle to do it. You got to go to the college universities. You got to go to the networks, and you have to manifest this. I mean, and I always thought that if you had a census, that's when you got to gerrymander. And now it seems like, you know, whoever decides they want to change the structure of the state, they can do it at any time. It's ridiculous in my mind.
Laura, your thoughts?
Yeah, it is. It's really unfortunate. You know, boycotts only work if you've got a huge participation. Boycotts can work. We had a boycott of grapes in California over the farm workers issues. I remember I didn't eat grapes for years.
Did that affect the wine?
I used to sneak them going in the grocery store. I would sneak a few, you know. But it worked. The farm workers were allowed to unionize, but it's not going to work in a limited situation, I don't think. I mean, I appreciate the sentiment behind it, but I just think it's going to be effective. I think this is a political solution that is just, it's a problem that's just dying for a political solution. And there are a lot of solutions to it, but I don't think even responsible Republicans would agree that a one party country is good for democracy.
It's not good for anything.
And that's what they're going
for. Everything should be fair and even, and you let the voters go to the polls and do their thing.
All right. Talking about that then, we've got how many, 7 or 8 candidates for governor of California, and the top two have a runoff, and the Democrats eventually will win. But Troy Percival, 24 years ago, he was a star reliever for the Angels.
Yeah.
As indicated, he's come out for Chad Bianco, the Riverside sheriff, because Chad Bianco is totally anti-trans athletes. So I'm saying to myself when I read this, I'm saying maybe 0.001 of the athletes are trans.
Can that talk about possibly, 7, right? Total?
Whatever. Yeah, total. Can that possibly be the biggest issue in life or in California, the trans athletes? And I'm saying to myself, okay, we've talked about this before. If you win and you're trans, maybe the person that finishes second, you want to give that person a number one,
a gold medal or something like that? Yeah.
Fine. I don't care. But the bottom line, what he's causing by saying this, more harassment, I think, Art, for the athletes and maybe the parents of the athletes.
And I got to tell you, being old school, I'm a meritocracy kind of guy. And I've heard in California, the kid that won the long jump got the gold medal.
Yeah.
The transgender athlete. But they gave the other three girls gold medals, too.
Good. Fine. I don't care.
And it's okay. But, you're minimizing the ability of either A, the person who won or the gal that got, the lowest score. And the second score, I wonder about that a little bit. But it just seems to be overblown to the point where whatever Troy Percival was thinking there, I will say this. What blew my mind is Becerra was right there in the front.
Yeah.
And of course, when the Swalwell thing hit, I've noticed that his poll numbers went way down. And I was wondering what your guys' thoughts are on that.
I think Steyer got a lot of those votes and Hilton got a lot of those votes,
I think
too.
Becerra's,
what does he pay? Those are $1,000 a vote?
I think Becerra's ahead now in the polls over Steyer.
Okay.
Yeah.
How much has Steyer spent?
$300 million or something? A lot. But Steyer's come out with some really negative ads. I mean, I think he's really, California is a Democratic state. There's no question. And Democrats don't like someone like Steyer coming out with horrible negative ads about other Democrats. I mean, so I think it's going to end up. I think it's going to end up being Becerra and either Becerra and Hilton or Becerra and Steyer. But I don't think Bianco has a chance. I mean, the guy is completely unhinged.
Do you think this move toward these two parties having two candidates, doesn't that go against the flow of what I always thought a general election would be, where you'd have the American? You had all kinds of parties, the Green Party. Had the it just seems to me like the progressives and the conservatives, and it's amazing.
You titled that your own party. I was against it. It's supposed to be some, the Democrats are known for shooting themselves in the foot, of course, and they blue states have shot themselves in the foot because they have implemented independent redistricting commissions. And in California, we went further and said, no, we're not even going to have party primaries. Anybody can vote in either primary. So essentially, that's why we have this crazy system where you can have a state that votes, 80% Democrat and have two Republicans in the runoff to become governor. Because
that's not going to happen. We've got to take a break. Come back with Aaron Sports Trivia straight away on Sports.
Or Lower your car payment today. Lower your car payment today. Yes, you heard us right. You can lower your car payment right now by making this free call and save up to $1,400 a year on your current car payments. Think about your current car payment right now. What's that costing you per year? Now think about what it would be like to put an extra $1,400 back in your pocket. That's the average savings our customers experience. We can help you drive the same car and pay less every month by lowering your car payment's interest rate to as low as 4.67%. At Rate Genius, we can work with you to refinance any car payment. If you qualify, it costs you nothing to find out how you can lower your car payment. To learn more, call this number right now.
800-832-2816. 800-832-2816. 800-832-2816. That's 800-832-2816.
I'm holding in my hand the American Silver Eagle Dollar. It's a beautiful piece of American history, and it's 1 ounce of silver. Originally minted in 1986, these coins are a beautiful classic piece of American history, and they're a great investment you should add to your portfolio. The beauty of silver is that however much you have available to invest, silver is affordable and easy to acquire, with one coin costing around $30. So, if you choose to invest a few thousand in silver, you can get quite a bit for your money. And you'll have a tangible asset that you can hold, one you can be proud to own. Claim your piece of American history with American Silver Eagle Dollars. Call the Silver Hotline right now.
800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. That's 800-620-1624.
This is a true sad story for ADT, the leader in home security systems. My favorite dog, Oliver, was stolen from our garage recently. If I had a camera system installed in my home from ADT, I would have known exactly what car possibly pulled up in my driveway and stole my little friend. If I had a security system from ADT, my dog would still be here. I called ADT this weekend and they're coming out in a few days to install a camera and a new security system. Unfortunately, it's a little too late for me. Listen, protect everyone you love in your family. Call ADT now. Have them come out and give you a quote to install a full security system in your home. Don't let it be too late for you. Call right now.
Paid for by the Home Security Hotline. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. That's 800-361-3491.
Hey, welcome back, everybody. Sports Overnight America. Later, Jeff Fallinzer will discuss sports business, sports media. That's what he teaches at Annenberg, USC. Nobody knows it more than our Jeff Fallinzer. We've had him many times on Sports Overnight America. Time for Barron Sports Trivia. And, of course, at 128 years of age, I always wonder how the heck in the middle of the night can Art Source answer these questions correctly, because he answers most of them correctly. Art, what do you use legally to stay up and answer these questions?
Well, this is the professional formula of Prevagen, and it's wonderful, you guys. I know it's pricey. I've heard about it from everybody, but I will tell you, it has four times the normal, I guess it's aquamarine, which is like a derivative of jellyfish who live basically forever, which, you know, I don't know if that sounds too good. I get tired just thinking about that, but it is great stuff, and it'll enhance your ability to remember things, and that's a good thing.
All right, let's play some Barron Sports trivia. And, of course, it started with my cousin Andy and Lisa Barron, and we talked all the time about trivia, and so we do it on the show. Based on your emails, you seem to like it, sportsfred@aol.com. And let's start with Laura because it's her favorite part of the show. You know, before analytics got big time nationally, the Dodgers had their own analytic guy. I think he came with them from Brooklyn, in fact, because I know in the 60s, Vinny was always interviewing him on the pre or the post game show. Laura, what was his name? A famous mathematician and gave the analysis for the Dodgers in baseball way before everybody else. What was his name?
You know, I remember hearing him on the show. I remember hearing him on the when I used to listen to the radio, listening to the Dodger games. But for the life of me,
wasn't like a guy named Baseball S. That's a tough one, Phil. Oh, I got to tell you, that's a tough one.
Well, let's see. Can I give you a hint? No, I can't. Yeah. Alan Roth is the answer. Alan Roth.
I was going to say Bill James.
Bill, yeah, was he was there too, but he was more national than
right.
Alan Roth was basically the Dodger guy, and
Alan Roth also worked on the Game of the Week with Tony Kubek and
NBC.
And
yes, he did.
Yeah.
You know, later we're gonna have Jeff Bellinger on, and this is rather interesting too. I think I used to be able to get all five network channels around the clock, because when I first had DirecTV, I was in an area that didn't have cable that all that well, so I had all five networks. When Trump was president the first time, Fox goes to him and he says, we want better ratings, so the Republicans voted out, I can only have two, so now I only can have Fox or NBC, I can't have the other three. It was $3 a thing, or $9 a month, or $12 a month. I was more than willing to pay the $9 or $12 a month for CBS, ABC, and CW. I don't have that anymore. 2 years ago, they pulled it because of what they voted for in like 2-8.
Now, is that that each state has their own different law on that?
No, it's federal that you can only have two.
I get all five here.
Because you don't have any, because you're an outside a metropolis. If you're in a metropolis, you can only get two. So and that, the reason I'm bringing that up is that this week on Thursday, of course, was the last night for You Know Who on CBS. And I like it, but I'm not up at 11:30 a lot of the times. All right. What do you think? I mean, do you think we should be able to get all five network everywhere if we want to pay for it?
Yes, they're over the air networks. They're national companies. I remember when DirecTV first came out, and let's say you were a transplant from New York to LA, you can actually watch the New York news live at like 2:30 in the afternoon in California. And I loved that because it gave me a chance to listen to the local sportscasters talk about the keys in their areas. Because I mean, you know, this is a big, diverse, huge nation. And, you know, I know the networks are way down in their ratings because cable has basically proliferated. But yeah, I think you should have a chance to have ABC, CW, NBC, Fox, and CBS available in your hometown.
Laura, you have any thoughts about that?
No, I didn't even know that this existed. So over the air, the five major networks that you can get with a antenna, you don't have to have cable or satellite. You're saying you can't get those even with
an antenna? No, you can't get here in LA, you can't get New York. You can get LA certainly with an antenna. We're saying that I used to be able to get the five network stations from New York and CBS.
Their live feed, their national feeds, yeah.
But yeah, the national feed. And they took that away when the Republicans and listened to Fox and probably got paid from Fox. And we lost. I'm just saying that because Jeff Fellinger's on later and we talk about this all the time. And it's just one more thing where the average person just gets basically screwed. All right, Art, let's go back to Barron Sports Trivia.
Right.
As you know,
You're coming after me. I can feel it.
I'm not a big fan of Steve Sachs, as you know, because in 1988, when I'm doing Dodger talk, I said to him the Dodgers were talking about maybe moving him position-wise because they had signed somebody. And he said, I'm a five-time All-Star, this and that, and I'll do what Skip says. But the bottom line is I'm an All-Star. And then during the break, he says, you know, good blank, 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 and whatever the case might be. All right, who was the second baseman the Dodgers signed late 87? They wanted him to play in 88, and he did play in 88. And years after that, who was that second baseman that at some point?
Isn't he going into the Hall of Fame this year?
No, definitely not the Hall of Fame. Definitely not a Hall of Fame.
This guy replaced Steve Sachs.
Well, he didn't replace it. He played some of the time at second base when Sachs didn't. Second baseman of sort of note. Laura, you have any idea, being a Dodger fan?
You know, the 80s, I was really in law school and
as he working?
Young lawyer, and I didn't pay attention to much else.
Give us a hint, Fred. You're really coming after us this week.
Yeah, we need a hint.
He was very sharp.
Very short?
Sharp.
Sharp.
S-H-A-R-P. Mike Sharperson, second baseman, who had a very short life because years later, He'd been picked up by the Padres. He was in the minors, and he drove to the airport to get to meet them in Toronto, and he got into a car accident and died. So he died very young, Mike Sharperson. All right, Laura, back to you. All right, I was a big, as a very young kid, my favorite quarterback was Johnny Unitas. I'll still state he was the best quarterback I've ever seen in my life, and people don't know that because they didn't see him play. However, which team did he end his career with, Laura? Do you have any idea? Not the Baltimore Colts. Which team did he end his career with?
I used to serve him at my dad's old restaurant when the Chargers trained in at UCI. Johnny Unitas, they brought him in to actually be the guy that helped Dan Fouts become what Dan Fouts became.
Chargers.
San Diego Chargers. All right, Arch, you ready for this?
Yep.
All right, we're now in 1952.
Get in the Wayback Machine here. All right.
When Mickey Mantle came up, okay?
Yeah.
Last year for Joe DiMaggio. Who was the left fielder?
Oh, God. Hank Bauer?
Hank Bauer later. Not then.
Not then. Okay. Left fielder for the New York Yankees. Could it have been?
Played at Cal.
Jackie Jensen?
Jackie Jensen, before he went to the Red Sox, was the left fielder for the Yankees.
Wow, 1957 AL MVP.
No, 52. But
52.
Yeah, 52.
I actually got to go to his house in Charlottesville, Virginia, when I worked for Mizuno, because his daughter was the head baseball coach, his wife, and he was one of the sweetest, nicest guys of all time. What a beautiful, old-fashioned Virginia ranch house. I mean, it was just a beautiful place.
All right, one more question, Art. Yankee second baseman who became a pastor, very close to a pastor.
Bobby Richardson.
Still alive. I think he's the third oldest player that played in the that era.
Fred, I got to tell you, the guy that replaced him, they asked who your favorite, you know, my all-time favorite team as a kid, because I got to go to the Yankee Stadium, was a guy named Horace Clark.
Yes.
Who played second after Bobby Richardson retired.
Yeah.
And I think he hit about 229. But he had 700 at bats that season. He never missed a game. And he used to get in the batter's box from the left side. It looked like he was riding a horse because he'd have his legs all spread out, bow-legged. Oh, it was the funniest thing I ever saw.
All right, that's it for Barron Sports Trivia. We'll come back with Jeff Bellinger and a whole lot more. And you can email us.
You made it through. Way to go, Laura.
SportsFredo.com, SportsFredo.com. Back with more right after.
Chick-fil-A's new Frosted Sodas and Floats. It's a 10 out of 10. Hey, this is Lizzie, a team member at my local Chick-fil-A, and a little thing I love about the Chick-fil-A chicken sandwich and new Frosted Sodas and Floats is how well they go together. You will love having your favorite soda blended with our creamy ice cream to make a new Frosted Soda or Float. With the mix of the ice cream and soda fizz, it's so delicious, I call it fizzalicious.
Order a Chick-fil-A chicken sandwich and a new Frosted Soda and Float at your local Chick-fil-A restaurant. Real team member paid for their testimonial.
Have you suffered sports betting losses? There is someone who wants to fight for you to see you get back what you have lost to those sports betting companies. Michael Watts is a prolific trial lawyer with over $11 billion in total recoveries for his clients. And now with sportsbettingclaim.com, he'd like to help you. Michael has been a leader in some of the largest and most complex cases in the country, from defective cars and tires to damaging drugs and medical products. He has always represented the rights of individuals harmed by large corporations. His efforts recently resulted in the recovery of billions for individuals who lost their properties to fires carelessly caused by electric companies and others. Michael knows that sports betting companies preyed on and manipulated consumers into losing their life savings, and he wants to make them pay. If you have suffered financial hardship as a result of online sports betting and would like help seeking compensation, please submit your claim information for evaluation at sportsbettingclaim.com. Michael Watts is focused on winning for you. sportsbettingclaim.com.
Have you been daydreaming about losing weight for years? Do you just yo-yo back and forth? At Innovative Wellness Center, we have a holistic weight loss program that allows you to lose up to 20 pounds in 30 days. People are losing weight like crazy and keeping it off. It can be done from anywhere in the United States. Go to our website at www.innovativewellness.center and schedule your complimentary consultation today.
Drivers who switch their home and auto with Progressive could save money and time. Other things try to do this, but they really don't. Like the touchscreen at fast food places. It's not like you save time because it takes you longer to use a touchscreen than, I don't know, someone who works there. And another thing, you'd think it would save money because they're not paying a cashier, right? But no, same price. Also, why is there an option to tip? Who am I tipping? Exactly. Anyway, even if you can't save money and time with some things, you could with a Progressive home and auto bundle. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers not available in all states or situations.
Hop in a John Deere Gator XUV for a day's work. Let's see what's on the to-do list. There goes the tree. And the fence.
Shelter out!
Not a problem. Because you've got a cargo box filled with solutions. Up to 4,000 pounds of towing capacity. And you're ready to roll.
The power's out!
Here we go again. The Gator XUV, built for every kind of workday. Learn more at johndeere.com/GatorXUV. Nothing runs like a deer.
Hey, welcome back, everybody. It is Sports Overnight America with Laura, with Art, and Jeff Bellinger. We've had on many times. Teaches sports business media at Annenberg at USC. And Jeff, welcome to the show.
Fred, always a pleasure to be with you.
All right, I'm going to put you on the spot right away. I'm sick and tired of lies, exaggerations. We're getting a lot, of course, politically, as we all know. Many and most from Mar-a-Lago and D.C. But a couple weeks ago, Commissioner of the National Football League, Roger Goodell, indicated that 87% of the games people can get for free. And I'm saying to myself, I'm pretty good at math. Let's figure this out. Let's just count the regular, forget the international games, forget the special game. Let's just say there were 15 games in the daytime on Sunday and the night game on NBC. All right. Of those 15 games, the most you're going to get in your market is one, two, or three games. Let's say three games. Three into 15 is 20%. So where did he come up with the 87%? I came up with 20%, not even counting all the international games that we're not getting. Jeff Bellinger, what would you say to that?
Well, that's pretty creative math on the NFL's part, I would say. I don't know where those figures came from. I would say the one thing over the past year that the NFL did that sort of raised eyebrows, I think, a lot of places, was when they offered that first game of the season last year between the Chargers and Chiefs from Brazil on YouTube TV for free. So completely free, YouTube, sign up for it, not YouTube TV, just the YouTube platform, and you get the game for free. So like that was really a potential breakthrough. It's completely ad supported. So if the NFL decided they wanted to make a move toward offering more games for free, they would look at that model and either they would be concerned that it was being given away and just ad supported, or they would say, we need to preserve and nurture fandom, grow it, and not make it an exclusive club that you have to be, well positioned in your life to be able to afford fandom. Somebody said that, you know, fandom was being, instead of being nurtured today, it was being mined. And that kind of rings true. The NFL is throwing a lot of things out there against the wall, lots of different platforms. The internet revolution changed everything as far as just making games available on different platforms and different streaming companies, and those that operate the platforms all of a sudden are hungry for sports, have content. Sports, live sports still sells. It's important to watch live. One of the few things that is. So you have a crazy, absolutely, you know, divided landscape in sports, and it's pretty hard to get a real handle on and feel like as a fan you can afford to be a fan today in the way that we're used to when we grew up being able to watch just about everything. Not as many games, but we could see a little bit of everything at one point.
Art, you're on with Jeff Bellinger.
Jeff, you know, as we look into the future of the NFL and Major League Baseball and the NBA, the streaming versus linear aspect of the whole thing seems to be a little bit hard to figure out. In 1961, they had the antitrust situation set up because they could get the games over the air. You'd sell advertising, like you said earlier, And now you're in a position where Mike Florio, I believe, was the person who reported this, that it's going to be very difficult for the average fan, if you live in Pittsburgh, you know, to be able to capture maybe two or three, four games a year. And, you know, they're talking about maybe putting them on like the local CBS or ABC affiliate. But in the long run, isn't the fan, the person, or the people who made the game the great game that it is, taking nothing away from the great players who sacrificed a lot of their lives to make the NFL what it is now, where a 25% owner of the Raiders has to come up with $5 billion to own a quarter of a football team? I mean, the money's there, but where does the average fan, is he going to get a chance to really watch his favorite teams over the next few years?
I think that is exactly the one of the primary topics that the NFL will be discussing in virtually every meeting they have in the offseason will be somehow related to the fan experience. Those are the most important buzzwords in sports today are the fan experience. So what are we doing? In my class, I teach about the intersection of sports and technology at USC. I talk about the battle between in-venue and in-home. Like if we're going to get you out of the comfort of your home, we better make it worth your while at the stadium, the ballpark, the arena. But if you decide to stay home, we need to make it worth your while with the experience of watching sports on television. And it's a really interesting thing. I call it a battle. And you know, if you're running a team, you need to have the seats filled. But if the fan decides to stay home, you want to make sure they have a great experience and they are being entertained and educated about your team, and hopefully you'll get them to buy things. So this is going on all the time. Like, do we price fans out? Do we leave a certain section of seats available for certain prices? It's harder to do that with the NFL because you have fewer games. When you have 82 games in baseball, you can have sections of a stadium that are priced much less because you have so much inventory. And to a lesser extent, basketball and hockey, the same way, you've got 41 home games. It's really hard to compare the NFL to anything. They're the big whale, and it's just they do things on a different level.
Laura Snoke, you've got Sunday tickets. You're on with Jeff Bellinger of USC.
Hi, Jeff. Thanks, Brad. You know, there's so many issues here. I mean, you could also talk about just the unbelievable inequality that we have in our society in general and how to address that. And I have my own ideas about that. But one thing that's very interesting in the news this week is the mayor of New York City has purchased 1,000 World Cup tickets, eligible only to New York City residents. For, I think they're $50 each or something.
$50, yes.
Yeah, and they're going to provide free transportation, and they're going to give the tickets by means of a lottery to, you know, New York City residents. I mean, 1,000 tickets out of a city of 11 million. I mean, it's, you know, it doesn't really seem like it's going to solve the problem. But the other thing I wanted to ask you about, Jeff, is that when you're talking about fan experience, you know, last year I went to SoFi, and it almost doesn't even seem like a football stadium. I mean, it kind of seems like a museum with all this artwork. And I've had season tickets to the Raiders when they were in LA, and I used to go to the Oakland games in Oakland. And the Oakland Stadium, there was no frills. I mean, it was just a football stadium. That was it. And, you know, it sold out. And the fan experience was almost better because everybody in the stadium was a true fan. And I used to love going to the opening game with seeing all the kids with all their Raider gear. And it's like, you know, it's kind of a mixed bag when you talk about the fan experience. What do you think about that?
Yeah, well, this, you know, Laura, the you know, ownership changes, and owners see what other owners are doing with their stadiums around the league. The Raiders couldn't get a bigger, more robust stadium built in Oakland to take advantage of things like luxury suites and club boxes. Remember, when you went to the games in Oakland, and I was there as well, I got a chance to see what it was like to be at a Raider game. And as you said, no frills, but also not the revenue generating opportunity that other owners were getting in the stadiums with suites and luxury boxes. Al Davis couldn't get that built in LA, couldn't get it built in Oakland, off to Vegas. Not a problem in Vegas. So, you know, the O'Malley's saw this coming and sold the Dodgers in the late 90s to Fox. When the O'Malley's owned the Dodgers, the prices were kept at a very, very, I would say, reasonable level, affordable. The O'Malley family likened the Dodgers experience coming to the stadium like Disneyland, in the sense they wanted their park to be clean and friendly and accessible, etc. They didn't allow advertising inside the stadium except for the Union Oil ball on above the bleachers. That was it. But they saw sort of signs of the future coming and said, we're not geared to compete in this upcoming, what this the next era is going to look like. So they got out. So, you know, as different owners come aboard with the potential, at least most of the time now, owners coming in at a whole different level, revenue-wise, like their personal wealth, they can afford the amenities. And with the amenities come a cost and a price, and those that get passed along to the fan. It's the evolution of sports, and it's a really hard thing to deal with, to accept if you're a fan used to what you've been through in the past, what you saw, prices being what they were. It's just not that way anymore. It's, you know, it's we're at a different time. It's obviously people can afford the tickets because the Dodgers drew 4 million people last year. So the issue of finding enough fans to fill the seats hasn't become an issue at Dodger Stadium. And I take it, I think it will be that way in almost all the larger markets. And in San Diego, it's considered a small market, a city, although it's in Southern California, so I sometimes roll my eyes when I hear small market. But nonetheless, they sell it every night at Petco. I mean, so fans are coming out.
No, it's kind
which is a huge difference.
Is that right, Laura?
It's kind of the only game in town.
It's a huge difference. Petco Stadium, Petco Park, made a huge difference from the old Qualcomm Jack Murphy.
Mark, it made the entire difference. Like, you put it in downtown San Diego, and you put it right there in the heart of the city, then it was a total game changer. And San Francisco did the same thing, moving from the god-awful Candlestick Park location to China Basin in downtown. And same deal, like immediately it was, the franchise turned completely around. So providing the fan experience, you know, means the state, not just the price of the tickets, but what it's like to go to that stadium, to be there, the walk up in and out of the stadium, the feel, the food, the experience made all the difference in the world in San Diego and San Francisco. And you know, owners are trying to, they're battling that with the competition from it's easier than ever to stay home. But when you stay home, then you have the issue of this fractured landscape of where do you find sports on all of the networks and the streaming services.
Jeff Mellins, in our last 30 seconds in this segment, my Sports Illustrated came this week in the mail, 150 pages total World Cup. Was that a good decision by Sports Illustrated? I'm sure they did surveys, but what do you think?
I do think, Fred, the idea of the World Cup being in North America and in the United States, it's a very special thing. And if you look at how often we would, NSI would say, how often we would have this to celebrate, it's not very often. It was, 1998, the women, and 94 for the men. So I'm okay with that very special occasion to go all out, and we'll do that again in two years.
What about the price gouging real quick?
It's out of control. It's out of control, Art. And the best way to counteract it is to just step back and say, you know, no mas. It's too much. $95 for a round trip, you know, bus ticket to go in Boston to the stadium in Foxborough to watch World Cup. $95 round trip for a bus. 80 for a train ride, it seems out of reach. So let's see how people respond.
Usually $2. All right, Jeff Bellinger, thank you as usual. Great appearance on Sports Overnight America. We'll definitely do it again. Stay well, Jeff Bellinger. More on Sports Overnight America.
This important consumer alert is from the Credit Repair Hotline, a national service designed to help people improve their credit scores. Are you paying high interest rates because of your credit rating? Wouldn't you like to be able to qualify for a better car loan or mortgage rate? Would lower monthly payments give you more financial flexibility? If you're finally ready to fix your credit problem, you need to call today and get a free consultation from the Credit Repair Hotline. In one fast and easy call, we can pull your credit rating and show you real solutions how to improve your credit. And again, this is part of a 100% free consultation. Learn how you can save money on everyday purchases by having a better credit rating. And it all starts with this free phone call right now.
800-413-6214. 800-413-6214. 800-413-6214. That's 800-413-6214.
With MedGuard Alert, you're never alone. You can connect with medical professionals anywhere, anytime. And now MedGuard is introducing our exclusive new CareWatch. If you need help quickly, use it from anywhere to contact medical professionals. No cell phone required. The CareWatch is not only a life-saving medical alert device, it's a revolutionary health monitoring system that checks your blood pressure, heart rate, oxygen saturation, and much more. And here's the best part. If you have Medicaid, you may qualify to get your CareWatch for free. The CareWatch is only available through MedGuard Alert. Call us right now. We have monitoring programs starting as low as $1 a day. The call is free, activation is free, shipping is free, and no contract is required. Remember, with Medicaid, you may qualify to get your CareWatch for free. Call us to get your CareWatch right now.
800-853-8931. 800-853-8931. 800-853-8931. That's 800-853-8931.
It's more than a rebellion. When your teen is slipping into drugs or alcohol, when social media and pornography consume their time and their mind, when depression and even suicidal thoughts cast a shadow over your home, as a parent, you feel powerless. There is hope. At Turnabout Ranch, troubled teens step away from the chaos and into a clarity of nature on a working cattle ranch. Care for horses, learn responsibility, build trust, and rediscover purpose. It isn't theory, it's real work, real therapy, real healing. Families from across the country have found transformation right here, just when they thought hope was gone. If your teen is struggling with addiction, harmful online behaviors, even weight management, call right now and get the help you all need.
800-219-2494. 800-219-2494. 800-219-2494. That's 800-219-2494.
Hey, we're back on Sports Overnight America. Thank you, Jeff Bellinger, very, very much. Teaches sports business media at USC. Laura, you're going first here with your Dodgers. It looks, as far as this week at least, Shohei Ohtani has gotten his swing back. What do you think the rest of the way? And, of course, it was interesting on Wednesday. He got in five innings and no runs given up. But the last two innings, the third and the fourth and the fifth, did not pitch well. He got very lucky, a couple double plays. But, Laura, as far as batting is concerned, it seems to me anyways, as a Dodger fan, maybe I'm just seeing things that aren't true, that he's got his swing back. What do you think, Laura Snoke?
Yeah, he's batting, I think, over in May, I think he's batting 360, working on his swing and his batting harder.
I got a question. I got a question for both of you guys. I read that Blake Snell had surgery on his left elbow for lucent impediments.
Yes.
And I'm wondering, they had a Blake Snell bobblehead day. Yes. Weren't they aware of the fact that he had loose bodies in his elbow? Did they do that just to basically pump up the bobblehead night? Or,
well, I mean, obviously more people come out to get those bobbleheads, but you know what? They knew going into this, and again, wherever he was with Tampa, with San Diego, with the Giants, he was injury prone. There was no question about that. They knew that, and yet they still paying him $182 million over 5 years.
That was what I was trying to get at a little bit.
No, I mean, seriously, you know, it's like you say to yourself, we talked before about vetting. That doesn't take anything. You just look at the stats. All right, he only pitched 14 games one season. That would indicate he's not healthy all the time, wouldn't it? Or am I not?
He's also 32 years old. And as a pitcher, that's getting up there a little bit.
And again, the other one is injured right now is Glasnow. Same thing. You know, he's a very injury-prone type pitcher. And the bottom line also, I subscribe to the California Post for $1 a week until it winds up in 12.
Such a deal.
So you know what? Yesterday, the Dodgers signed Eric Lauer. Headline, the Post had a different first name. And I said to myself, it's Eric, isn't it? And they let that go. In the New York Post, the California Post, they had the wrong first name.
Am I hearing that Trevor Bauer wants to come back to baseball and he'll play for free?
I think the Dodgers would be a great place for him. I'm just replacing you know who. Okay, thank you, Art. Thank you, Laura. Thank you, Mario. Thank you, Jeff Bellinger. Back with more all night long on Sports Overnight America.